Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the
Wheel of Misfortune.
Well, there he is, the dulcet tones of Al's brother, and we're in studio, so we're looking at Al's brother. We're talking to him in between the breaks, and it's great to see him, and he looks faster.
Right? More nimble?
He looks nimble.
Yeah.
And, like, I haven't seen him since he ran the 40, since he ran the 200.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's in shape, and the Olympics, are they inspiring you, Al's brother, or...
I would say so. I can't wait for the running events to get going so I could stack up and see how fast it took for them to do the 200 compared to O and I.
Yes, that is going to be great content next week, I believe. We will be all over that for sure. But it's good to have you here, as always, JP, doing his thing behind the board. And the grappler and those wondering, would we continue with the wheel or not? Of course, we have to.
Yeah.
So why don't we spin it? We'll see what we're playing on a Wednesday afternoon.
No filter?
You have no filter.
That's
pretty obvious.
That's true. That's
you
a good thing.
Say whatever comes into your mind.
Yeah.
You don't really modulate your feelings at all.
Yeah. It's a good thing for me, but it's a bad thing for water.
I think we kind of tipped our hand there. We went to Al's brother basically before we spun the wheel, but it's all good because we're going to play the filter here. You've got some things you want to potentially tweet out into the Twitter sphere, and we're going to tell you to either send it, end it, or delete your account. There's three options based on whatever you have to say or whatever you're about to tweet. So it's very exciting. It's good to be in here and see Al's brother, and now we can... And Noodles is here, so... Watch yourself, Ben.
Yeah, I may scissor kick you through the glass here if you start acting up.
But. He's not at home anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So any crazy comments means it could be a man conversation outside of the studio.
Yeah.
What do you have for us?
Well, I purposely left out all the goalie conversations so that didn't happen.
As you should.
I do have... So the first one I got here, the Maple Leafs are a worse team today than they were at the end of the season.
I got to send that. I have to send it because Hyman and Foligno, even though Foligno was injured.
Right.
You know, like the
on paper.
On paper. Yeah. And are we considering Freddie healthy compared to a healthy Mrazek? If so, I would take Freddie over Mrazek. I would certainly take Hyman over Bunting. I would take Foligno over, whoever else they're on the verge of signing. So, I'm going to send that tweet.
I want to put it in your drafts. Because I'm not going to say flush it, and I'm not going to kick you out of the building, but this is an incomplete project. Like, it's easy to judge somebody on, like, one day, but all of a sudden, tomorrow, Kyle wakes up and has a massive trade, and he's got cap room. I think it's incomplete. If we are looking at that roster, and it's, what, September 18th, and we're in here, then I would say send it away. Right now... It's just too incomplete for me because there's no way Kyle's going, I'm 100% comfortable with this group right now.
No, not a chance. They still have roughly $4 million in cap space, too. So there's still some money to do something. But as of today, I look at Bogosian, too. They still
got to
fill
that
role.
Bogosian's going. And okay, you got some money. Are you going to replace Hyman? Like, that's not going to happen between now and unless you're doing something drastic. But that would mean you're subtracting something else.
Right.
From the lineup. Like, if you're making a monster deal, you're talking about guys higher up the roster. In terms of patchwork with free agency, I don't know, and I'm not expecting come night one I look at it and say it's the as good of a team, but that doesn't mean that they're going to be an awful team. It doesn't mean that by the end of the season you don't improve, you have internal improvement, maybe young guys grow. And, you're healthy and Campbell does it again, you're all good, right? Like, it is incomplete. Of course it is. But as of right now, I would say send it. What else do you have, Al's brother?
I'm getting to a point in the Eichel sweepstakes where I think the Sabres may be best served to hang on to him.
Well, I'm going to end it because if that's your mentality, why did you move on from Reinhardt? Why did you move on from Ristolainen, like younger guys who developed within
the
team? You said those guys are gone. You're committed to being awful. You're going to be awful with or without Eichel. I mean, they've been awful with Eichel for 5 or 6 years, but I don't know if it's in your hands anyway. Yes, he's under contract, but this guy desperately wants out.
He does.
Like, he really wants to leave Buffalo.
I'm saying send it. The only reason being is I don't know if there's a package out there that would make it. Like, you're going to lose that trade.
You probably are going to lose this.
Because if you get a first rounder, there's no guarantee who you where you're going to pick or what. And then if it's for prospects and picks, we always see that where, for the most part, the best player in the trade, that team wins it. So, you know, Buffalo has to be careful if they just trade him for the sake of trading him and you're not sure about his neck and all of that. Like, there's just way too many X factors for me that they might go, you know what, we might just sit on this. We know we're going to be awful. But either he comes around or we find the perfect deal. You don't force it right now.
Yeah, and I don't know if that exists, right? Like, the Kings at one point are considered to be heavy. They're probably out of it with the Dano signing. Vegas, they opened up a bunch of room when they traded out Fleury, but then they used that today and went and made a bunch of signings. So they seemingly look like they might be out of it. So who's left? Montreal's got some cap space, but we'll see if they can do something. Maybe New York, Anaheim, I suppose. But I just don't know if, you know, there's the package there. I think the difference between trading away Reinhart and trading Ristolainen, they got value for those guys. So it was worth it for them. They're not going to get the value for Eichel. I think they'd be better off keeping him.
Well, I kind of get the impression like it's over, you know, that relationship has just come to an end. But listen, he's still a very good player, and he's a young player, and he's on a decent contract if he's healthy and playing well. He's on a really good contract. You got him for years at $10 million. Like, that's doable totally for a number one center. It just doesn't seem consistent with what their plan has been recently and what appears to be the marching orders. You know, from everyone in Buffalo.
Yeah.
What else do you have, Al's brother? One more.
The Toronto Blue Jays should consider moving Nate Pearson to get an impact starter at the deadline.
What? Randy Johnson in the... are you sure?
Absolutely.
The grappler might crawl through the glass here.
He's the next
Randy Johnson.
He is supposed to be the next Randy Johnson. And Alec Manoah, I believe, is the current Nolan Ryan. So it's all good for the grappler. And they won earlier today. Who do you think you're getting for Nate Pearson right now, Al's brother?
Well, like, realistically, if you're making a deal and you're including Nate Pearson, you're hoping that it's for Max Scherzer. Like, this is what this deal would be predicated on. If you're going heavy in for Max Scherzer, who would be an absolute stud to add to the front, he's your true ace who has that playoff success, I think Nate Pearson would have to be involved in this deal, and I'd be willing to pull the trigger.
Well, yes, I would as well. I don't think that's going to get it done. If you're Washington right now, I believe Scherzer has 10-5 rights anyway. So is he going to come up here? Right, like, he's got control over the deal. He is through the media indicated he wants to go to the West Coast. Giants, Dodgers, Padres, all currently better than the Blue Jays. I just don't know what the value of Nate Pearson is right now. Like, he's very injury prone. He's been in the system for a while. It appears as if he's leaking towards a bullpen option. Bullpen options at that age are not guys that are going to get you Scherzer. Like, I think it's going to be Pearson plus. So would I do the deal? Yes, I'll send it. But I can't legitimately send it because I don't think that's going to be enough.
Yeah.
I think we're overvaluing Randy Johnson.
Well, the grappler loves him to death.
But, yeah.
You know what? Yeah, you're overvaluing him For Scherzer,
you know, like, and I know Scherzer's older now, and
delete it.
I think it's tough to get a read on the value of Nate Pearson right now. Like, he just based on his injuries and where even when he's come up, he's not looked comfortable. He's still got the stuff. He's got value. It's not as if you couldn't work out a deal, but for that magnitude of a player, I don't know if you can get that.
I think he's still considered like a top 50 prospect. He was on Keith Law's top 50, so he's still considered a high-end prospect despite the struggles this season. And what he showed over the last couple of years proves like he can be a stud if he can get there.
He's got the tools. He's got the tools. He needs the toolbox. But yes, I would be willing to make a deal featuring Pearson for an impact arm if it comes with control. I would send that. I just don't know if he is valued to that level as of today compared to where he would have been certainly last year. Al's brother bringing the heat.
Way to work.
Filter doing his thing behind the glass, and it's great to see Al's brother, JP. I keep saying that, but it feels kind of weird to be in here.
It is.
Like, we're in studio for the first time in a long time. I don't know when we'll be back. Hopefully relatively soon. I mean, we're certainly in a different spot today than we were a year and a half ago.
But it is nice. It's
nice to get
refreshing
breakup
of the pace that we've been on for a year and a half.
For a long, long time.
Yeah.